This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do. I do appreciate. I appreciate the time you spend with me, interacting with me, sending me emails and private messages. I don't mind the private messages. I just don't see them right away. So if you really want to get my attention fast, then head over to, well, you don't even have to head over to the website. Just send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. It's the best way to do it. If you head over to my website, you can also order my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, and you don't have to. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to second guess. You don't have to do any of that. You know, just be part of the conversation. There's smarter people than I up on the website. There are smarter people than I that are up in the, what's that thing called, Facebook feed. And if you don't like my conversation, you can always, but give me a shot at least. You can always talk to them about it. And I think you'd be surprised with the difference of opinions in some of the chat rooms. Some of them not so much. I mean, some of them on the Facebook feed, you know, a lot of people are on the same page. But, you know, as long as you're respectful and you bring a different viewpoint to it, they won't attack you. You don't attack them, they won't attack you. What is that line? We have it from time to time with some of the Untouchables. They send one of ours to the hospital. You send two of these to the morgue. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. The California Exodus. See, I never get to this stuff. Right? Because every time I go off on a different tangent, and I have to come back to it, which is nuts in and of itself. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So apparently California, I don't know. You know what? It is definitely the land of fruits and nuts. And I mean that in so many ways. But there's been a mass exodus going on here in California. Nobody wants to seem to talk about it or afraid to die or something. Over the past 10 years, approximately 5 million people have moved away from the state of California. And as the article goes on, you see this is a mass exodus that appears to be accelerating. It is hard. Look, if people would just vote the right way, we could fix this place. No, really, you could. But what is it? What, excuse me. Hate that. Right, we can fix this place. You just gotta get off your butts and do it the right way. It seems like almost everyone wants to live in California. Everybody talks about how pretty California is, how great California is. Even when I have relatives come in for a period of time, they talk about how wonderful it is. And then you start talking about home prices, taxes, gas, and all of a sudden they're like, whoa, oh, it's a great place to visit. That's it. And nearly, you know, I mean, truly, there is no real seasonal change here to speak of, especially in the southern part of the state. Right? I mean, it's either brown or green, depending on whether it's rained recently or not. Right? There's no real snow unless you live up in the mountainous areas. Incredible weather. It's always pretty warm. Got great beaches. Right? Economy does move along up here. There's still a lot happening. So a lot of, you know, a lot of young people, a lot of people from all over the country come here. Well, some people come here because, you know, they want to be stars or something. You know, I used to joke when I first moved here. I haven't been here over 30 years now. And people would say, so what's the biggest difference between East Coast, West Coast? I said, you know, the thing I always, and I'm not making fun of Californians, but the thing I always thought was interesting here in business was California was the only place I'd ever been to where you could sell somebody a concept. You could get in a room of investors and you could tie, and I'm sure, you know, some of those things turned out to be great things. But you could sell a concept in California. You can get people to invest in an idea that hasn't even played out yet. And in California, I always joked around about how 5 o'clock really didn't mean five. It meant, 4:55 or 5:05 or even 5:15. That was okay, too. That the ish, you know, we'll do it around five-ish. You know, that was perfected here in California. On the East Coast, it's a whole different idea. Because after you're done doing your presentation, the first thing the guy in the room with the wingtip shoes, you know, the tie shoes says is, so how many of these have you sold already? What stores are they in? Right? Come on, my East Coast friends, you know that's a true statement. So, and not only that, you know, again, back to when you make a 5 o'clock appointment, they're there at five. They're there before five. They're already sitting at the table. They're getting ready to, you know, they've already picked up their menus. And if you show up at 5:10, 5:05, 5, you're rude. You're wasting their time. It's a whole different mindset. But again, you know, you got all these people leaving. You got 9,000 businesses that have booked out of here. Now, in the early 90s, the writer says he actually explored the idea of moving out there himself. But now the California dream has become a California nightmare. They're being taxed to Californians are being taxed to death. Traffic is outrageous. There's no place to widen some of these freeways unless they're going to go ahead and take homes away from people. Traffic is a major problem. Well, it's a major problem, especially in the major cities. It's absurdly horrific. This isn't bad. It's bad. We'll talk more about the California exodus after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in just a little bit.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and appreciate the time you spent with me. Did I type that one wrong. It's not 900 businesses and 5 million. It's 9,000 businesses left the state. That's my fault. Okay, I know you'll fix it, because you're good at that kind of stuff. You know, see if I can do this. See if anybody will answer. Okay, I don't care if you answer on Facebook, or I don't care if you answer on the chat room. Yeah, chat room. I want to know what the name of that song was that we came in from. Let's see if you're paying attention. All right? I will give you a grab bag of TRS stuff if you can tell me the name of this, the 10th one to give me the name of the song and the band name. Now, I don't care if you do it in the chat room. I don't care if you do it on the Facebook feed, or you send me an email to joe@therealside.com. I'll check the timestamps. And the 10th person who sends me the right information, I'll give you a little TRS grab bag. Might include a book, the coffee mug, water bottle, and a shirt. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But I'll make it worth your while. All right? So take a minute. You may have to go back and listen, whatever. But it was one of my favorite bands in the 70s. There's a hint. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all that fun stuff. All right, let's get back to it. California, the sunshine, the love state, the sunshine state, the orange state. I don't know. Call it whatever you want, but it definitely is the land of fruits and nuts. It's just amazing to me. I talked to a conservative group last night, and actually a couple of liberal people this morning that I get along with. We're friends, you know. We can disagree and talk about stuff and still say friends. So anyway, they also don't get the fact. You talk about the Hispanic community out here. They vote for some of the most conservative laws because we can do laws by referendum on our ballots here in the state, and the Hispanic community comes out in large numbers to vote for conservative issues and conservative laws. And then they send the most left-leaning, left-wing nuts to Sacramento, and they undo those laws. Now, I don't know if they're not paying attention. I don't know if they've been petrified or scared into not voting for conservatives or Republicans. But frankly, if they would get honest with themselves, if they'd stop buying the lies, the conservative, the Hispanic, the black community, the Asian community, you guys have conservative values. You have no business voting for Democrats. Absolutely none. It makes no sense. You've bought, you know, you drank the Kool-Aid. Sorry, but that's what it is. All right, so anyway, in California, the taxes are so high. It is so out of control. Again, these are like a bunch of kids that you locked in a candy store and actually told them, don't eat any of the candy. We'll be back on Monday, you know, from Friday to Monday. Good luck with that. Now, the guy who wrote this article said that he was going to he was thinking about moving to California, and until he figured out, saw, and understood that we're being taxed to death. You know, right now, there's a tax law that went into effect in the 70s that keeps the tax rates down here for home ownership, that now that the Dems are in control, they actually have two-thirds of the legislature. And I'll tell you what, if they get rid of this Prop 13... You want to get me out of California? It's really simple. Because if they get rid of this Prop 13, all hell's going to break loose here. Because you're going to have a bunch of people who have gone, you know, if your house is worth $300,000 or $400,000 under Prop 13, I think it's, which your tax, it'll be about $3,000 or $4,000 a year, which is very reasonable. And if Prop 13 goes away, you're going to see those tax rates jump, skyrocket. $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 a year. Plus, they want single payer health care out here. Plus, they want us to keep taking care of the illegals that are out here. Plus, they're trying to get free. I mean, do these guys know how to add numbers together out here in California? I mean, seriously, are they smoking that much dope up there in Sacramento? They can't figure this out. So you have, again, think about this. If the average income, because this is what they try to make you feel about, well, you know, we've got to get minimum wage up because the average income, somebody is only $20,000-$30,000 a year, they can't afford to buy a house. You give it to the taxes, the people making $70,000-$80,000 a year aren't going to be able to buy a house. Not in California anyway. I know people that have sold their houses here, moved to other communities, other states. Not only have they bought their house, but they can put enough money away or they can make investments in other homes to help keep them moving forward. We can't keep spending the money they're spending in California and keep the people here. It's impossible. It's just impossible. Not a joke. It's not a funny. It's not a lighthearted moment. It's not a scare tactic. It's just a reality. If I'm spending $10,000 a year, I'm making $120,000 a year, we'll say, and I'm spending $10,000 a year on just state real estate taxes. There's a whole bunch of other taxes in there, too. Oh, yeah, you know, they should rename this place Taxachusetts, not Massachusetts, but in California. So we're paying all this money out, right? And you think about this, so you're 10 grand in taxes in just an average home. I'm not talking about being a millionaire. They up the gas tax by 12 cents. You know what happens when gas becomes more expensive. We've got some of the, we have the cleanest burning gas probably on the planet, maybe even in the galaxy at this point. And they put stronger restraints on it every year, right? They want cars to go further every year using less gas. I jokingly said the other night, you know, everybody's petrified of the EPA. Let me tell you what. The AQMD, which is the Air Quality Management Group here in California, run by the state, they're like, when it comes to the ecosystem, okay, they're like goose-stepping Nazis. Yes, I use that word. You should see the places they shut down, the people they shut down, the fines that they levy. The EPA, they're just learning how to do this compared to the AQMD. That's why we lost 9,000 businesses. And those are some businesses that have shut down. Some of those businesses have taken their employees, helped them. It was cheaper to help them to relocate to places like Florida, Texas, Arizona, Nevada. That's scary. I want that number to sink in. 9,000 businesses left California. I would love to know what the tax implication of that is. But they don't care. Your crime rates, we're going to talk about that in a way. Oh, I may eat up the whole hour doing this. You've got to hear this, though. The crime rates in this state and some of the major cities have skyrocketed, and we can pinpoint it back to Governor Moonbeam, something that he did. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the past.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you go to the website, I keep pointing to it like all you can see it, but you can't, unless you're watching us online. Go to therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there as well. And Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy is the book for you. There's a whole bunch of other books out there, but you got to do this one. You got to check this one out. Hey, I've got a... You guys in the chat room, let's see. I got an idea for another book title. How about this? Conservatives, get off your butts. Seriously. I mean, I look at this stuff. I look at what we're doing. I had a guy that threw an event the other night. There are 700 people in his organization. He throws an event, wants people to come out for pizza and conversation. And, you know, all these people are in there. All these people are always egging him on. All these people are in there. So, you know, what a great thing, what a great thing, what a great thing. He does an event locally where most of those people live. And 32 people show up. I keep telling you that event that I did with Dr. Gina and Anne-Marie Morell and myself. We did it down at the San Diego. We did it down in San Diego years ago. And it had to do with getting the Marine out of jail, the Marine that was being held captive by the Mexicans, Mexican government, excuse me. And we had thousands say that they, you know, they RSVP'd to show up. And I drove 3 hours down there. And if we had almost 200 people, I would have been surprised. So all these news trucks showed up thinking that there were going to be all these people, and what do we look like? And please don't say we all have jobs, because I'm going to throw something back at you for a minute. Now, I love that comment when I have a conservative joke, but, you know, we're working and they don't. Yeah, okay, fine. How many days have you called in sick when you weren't because you went to a baseball game? How many personal days or vacation days did you take? Most of you use sick days up because they don't roll over in some companies. But how many times have you taken a day off, showed up late, asked for a little bit more time, or what have you from your boss? So why would you do it for something like this? If really this cause is so important to you, if being a conservative and pushing conservative principles are so important. Are you willing to give up something for it? Are you willing to lose 2 hours' pay over it? I'm just curious. I'm asking because I want you to rethink some of the things that you're doing. Again, I don't care whether you buy the shirt or not. I mean, of course, I like when you do. But are you willing to stand for what you believe in? And what does that mean to you? You should put that down on paper first. You should put down in front of you, what does it mean? What am I willing to do to stand up for what I believe? And make yourself a couple of bullet points. And make sure you're living up to those things on a regular basis. Anyway, California. And they're all exiting. We've lost, like I said, 5 million people in the last, I think it was 10 years, not even that long. 9,000 companies. You know, California's being taxed to death. Major, major problems with traffic. And violent crime and gang activity are on the rise. Two reasons. The first obvious one is Governor Moonbeam. Come on down. We love immigrants. Now, he didn't say illegal because he didn't want anybody to feel bad. But he has always said that undocumented immigrants have a place in California. So they come up here from everywhere. And you know what? They're working through trying to make this a sanctuary state. I hope they do. And I hope they lose $10, $15, $20 billion from the government. And they can sit there and scream all day long that, you know, we're not going to lose money. It doesn't matter. No, they will lose money, and it does matter. And the government, or the governor, pushed the law, passed the law, got us to sign off on the law, not me, with some of the other low-information voters, that allows a lot of these felony crimes to be pleaded down, worked down, rewritten, re-whatever. And you have violent criminals getting out. You have gang members, violent criminals getting out of jail early because our jails are overcrowded. And the feds have told us that we have to thin out the herd. So instead of putting doing what Joe Arpaio did in Arizona, which now is coming down because the new liberal whacktoid sheriff in Arizona has decided that what Joe Arpaio did was wrong. Let's see if the crime rate in Arizona in that county goes up. Let's see what happens now. And they got on Joe's case for doing raids on illegals, on undocumented workers. Well, let's see how they feel about the feds now doing it, stepping in for Joe and doing it. Because they will. You know they will. So Governor Moonbeam helped push through this law that allows illegals to get out of jail early, no matter what they've done. Right? Some of these laws that we were enforcing now, we won't be able to enforce anymore. So you're seeing crime rates in major cities skyrocket because you've let these people in jail. And every day there's a half a dozen stories about somebody who was recently let out of jail, committed another crime, and now on their way back. And they'll say, the media actually has the spine to say, and so-and-so who was arrested today for a double murder or bank robbery had just been released 15 days ago from jail. But that's just a coincidence. I love all this stuff. These are all just coincidences. The rise in crime rates where you have a rise in illegal immigrants, just a coincidence. These rise in crime rates in the cities where a lot of these guys are re-released back into, that's just a coincidence too. Because if we never released them, I'm sure the rates would have gone up just as much, don't you? These guys just don't think. They think absolutely nothing through. They don't care about the strain it puts on social support systems. They don't care about any of that. It just makes them feel good. And the loons in Sacramento, they've gone completely. You talk about the inmates running the asylum? That's what's happening in Sacramento. I got some friends up there. I feel bad for them. You know, the state faces constant threats from earthquakes, wildfires, droughts, mudslides. And we have no money to fix any of that. We'd have to go directly into, like, you know, a federal emergency request act. Look, if you're thinking about moving here, don't. Not that I don't want you here. If you listen to this show, maybe you have two brain cells to rub together, unlike some other people. Right? Just don't move here. Don't do it. Don't do it to your family. Don't do it to yourself. The number one destination people leaving the state of California in recent years has been to the state of Texas. And according to Ali Meyer of the Washington Free Beacon, the number of people leaving California for Texas has reached its highest level in almost a decade. Think about that. And that's data from the Internal. You can back that up. You can shore that up if you would, because that data comes right from the IRS about people that have moved out of the state to somewhere else. I know a half a dozen people this year that have already moved to Texas from California. According to the IRS migration data, which uses individual income tax returns to record year-to-year address changes, over 250,000 California residents moved out of the state between 2013 and 2014. Quarter of a million people in 1 year. Now, I'm sure that doesn't include their kids and stuff on that list, because I'm sure that most kids under 16, under 17, under 18 are not paying taxes. So, well, this is actually the earliest that data has been available. Tax returns reported more than $21 billion in adjusted gross income to the IRS. Think about that. $21 billion in tax revenue that could have come to California is now going to Texas. Good job, Governor Moonbeam. Great job. Of the returns, 33,000 reported address changes from California to Texas, which has been a top destination since 2007. Certainly much of this exodus can be attributed to the absolutely suffocating tax rates. California has a 13.3% income tax, and it's got a whole bunch of other taxes. I couldn't do them. If I had another hour to talk about those tax rates, I couldn't do them. There are so many of them. There are bond rates that you pay for having schools built. There are bonds that the water boards use. There are bonds that cities use. You can get a tax bill with about 20 entries on there. School boards have another little thing that they can do to get more taxes for properties because they need to maintain schools. You have to have a tax for that. A lot of people living in the state are already in trouble. They don't know what to do. All right, I promise. I'll finish it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Hopefully so are you. Always nice when I know you're hanging out listening. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I know, I screwed up again. I didn't do the two stories I wanted to. I was just stuck on this California. Can't say what I wanted to say. They'll take me off the air. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in the conversation, please be involved in the conversation. I don't care whether, you know, we've got a... What do they call it? Just, I guess, a live feed on Facebook. We've got a chat room on the website, therealside.com. Or again, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, a lot you can do up there. Smarter people than I up in the chat room. So I'm sure they'll keep you rolling. And same thing on Facebook. This whole thing with the California, you know, all we need is one earthquake here, we're done. We don't have the money to fix it. And, you know, I don't know why the Fed should help. Frankly, I got to tell you, I don't know why the Fed should help us out. Come on, think about it. I don't know why the Fed should help us out. We get ourselves in these situations. We don't save any money. We don't have any emergency money put aside. But we got like $1.2 billion, whatever it is, sitting in an account somewhere. Guess what? For carbon credits. It's carbon credit money. What do they do with it? Do they scrub the air? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what is this used for? I have no clue. Now, according to a study that was discussed in the Los Angeles Times, a magnitude 9.0 earthquake along the Cascadia Fault would potentially produce a tsunami so large it would wash away coastal towns. There you go. God. Now, a giant tsunami created by a quake would wash away coastal towns, destroy U.S. 101, and cause $70 billion in damage over a large swath of the Pacific Coast. There are more than 100 bridges that would be lost, power lines toppled, and coastal towns isolated. Residents would have as few as 15 minutes notice to flee the higher ground, and many of the 10,000 that live along the coast, as many as 10,000 would perish. Now, scientists last year published a grim scenario for a massive rupture along that Cascadia Fault, and it runs 700 miles offshore from Northern California to the Vancouver Islands. Now, that's very bad news for those million-dollar homes along the Northern California coast, and they can't get insurance for them. Really, seriously. They can't get tsunami or earthquake insurance. Because every time there's a major earthquake, every time there's major rains, we lose more and more and more coastal area. Now, they used to say that California was going to break away and go floating off into the ocean, which I think is hilarious. That's not at all what's going to happen. I'll tell you what's going to happen. We're going to have the rains and the tsunamis and all that. It's just going to keep eroding the west coast of the state away until before you know it. It's going to be one of the smallest states because it'll be a small strip right up the side. That'll be it. And we also have the San Andreas Fault that we've forgotten about. That's a big one. And they're saying that's ready to release some energy. That's what they call it. You know, the reason you get an earthquake is because the earth has to release energy. So they've done all these computer simulations and all that, and they're talking major league problem once it happens, when it happens or once it happens. Did any kind of major earthquake along that fault now, because of the way cities are populated, you can have anywhere from 3,000 to 18,000 people dead and well over $250 billion in damages. You know, and 750,000 households would somehow be left homeless or in trouble or what have you. I guess if you're homeless, that's enough trouble, right? Now, the entire California coastline, they say, lies along the Ring of Fire, which has become much more active in recent years. Scientists assure us it's only a matter of time before the state experiences this issue. So stop issuing permits to build homes right there on the water, on the coast. Anyway. But, you know, again, I'm just come back to something real simple. It is a beautiful state. There's no question about it. A lot of beautiful places to go. It's, you know, you could start off early morning up skiing, right? And do all your snow skiing by 10, 11 o'clock. And then by noon, you could hop in the car. And an hour and a half later, you could be at the beach swimming in the water where it's 90 degrees. True statement. Not making it up. It's true. And that's beautiful. The homes are beautiful. There's no question about it. There's a lot of beautiful things about California. But the other stuff so much outweighs it. Both parents have to work full-time jobs, and you might be able to live someplace nice. Because, you know, we talk about the disparagement between people who are rich and people who are poor. I think California has a major league chasm. Because the rich around here are truly super rich. They really got money. And then you got the rest of us who barely have money. But, you know, California's got to, you know, get back and get it worked out so that they understand that the average person, and I mean the average person, has a fighting chance. Because right now we don't. It's almost impossible right now for us to have a chance to make ends meet. Okay, so the last story for this hour is that Trump Obama, which is not hard, nothing new. After 3 years behind bars, Egyptian-American charity worker Aya Hijazi has finally been released. Now, talk about the art of the deal. Talk about somebody who knows how to put it together and make it happen. That's where Trump shines, I believe. Now, after 3 years behind bars, she has been released. She was actually at the White House today. Now, Obama was happy to pardon the sentence of convicted murderer and terrorist Oscar Lopez Rivera that only required the move of a pen, but working to free Hijazi was a whole different animal. Now, they set up and ran a rehabilitation center for poor and abandoned children, and they were erroneously suspect of human trafficking and put in jail without any real due process. This is over in Egypt, by the way, not here. Oh, look at that. Isn't that exciting? Oh, what did you just do? Did you do that for real? God bless America. You know that? Anyway, so that's why I said to you about computers. Why I hate them so much. They do what they want when they want to do it. So anyway, the convicted murderer that Obama pardoned, everybody was all over that. Everybody was how great that was, right? So these people were put in jail without due process. Now, according to the Washington Post, President Trump and his aides worked for several weeks with Egyptian President El-Sisi to secure the freedom of Aya Hijazi, 30, a U.S. citizen, as well as her husband, Mohammed Hassan. Oh, come on. Give me. All right. Anyway, who is Egyptian, and four other humanitarian workers. Now, Trump sent a U.S. government aircraft to Cairo to bring Hijazi home and her family, obviously. The Obama administration unsuccessfully pressed Sisi's government for their release. It was not until Trump moved to reset the U.S. relations with Egypt by embracing Sisi at the White House on April 3rd. He publicly hailed the autocrat's leadership as fantastic, offered the U.S. government strong backing, that Egypt's posture changed. But I thought we had a great... Didn't Obama and his people tell us what a great relationship we had in the Middle East, how we had with our allies? Never been stronger, actually better now than it was under Bush. Well, why couldn't he pick up the phone and get these people released? I mean, if it was that great, right? A simple, hey, we're on your side kind of thing, right? I'm just curious. Joshua Yasmi of the Daily Wire noted this wasn't your classic Obama-era quid pro quo transaction or controversial prisoner exchange, unlike Obama, who infamously traded five senior Taliban Gitmo detainees for a U.S. Army deserter, Bo Bergdahl, in 2014. Remember that? Deserter, traitor, whatever you want to call him. And then he released some of the high-end Taliban Gitmo detainees. That was good. Trump personally oversaw Hijaz's release, received assurances from Cairo that the prisoner release was a gesture of good faith. Didn't have to give them anything. Didn't wire $121 million or fill up planes with $20 American bills or silver or gold or anything like that. Made them do it, or they did it strictly out of good faith to show that they're willing to work with us. Trump sent his military aide, Major Wes Spurlock, to escort Hijazi to Washington. 2 men earlier today in the White House. Isn't it great, though? I mean, he was willing to work it and not let it go and put some pressure on them. And how bad, I mean, so what now? Is Egypt going to hate us now? Come on, people. And for those of you, some of my friends, you keep... It's almost like Obama couldn't do anything wrong. Every single thing he did was the right thing to do. I don't get it. In the next hour, not only am I going to talk about how conservatives are being pounded on, because they are, we're going to talk about black terrorists. That's right. Kill gays and put an ISIS flag at the White House. That's what they're screaming here. Americans, American blacks on American soil. I think we should drop them. The nearest ISIS location. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't forget, if you're on Facebook, reset top of the hour. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.